Good morning to all of you. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. And we're continuing in our calls to worship in Ephesians chapter 4 this morning about walking worthy of the vocation in which we are called. And this entire chapter, including chapter 5, deals with the believer's walk and walking worthy of our vocation. In other words, we're doing what God wants us to do in the call that He has given to each one of us. And we come to verse 27 today in chapter 4 where we read, "Neither give place to the devil." And the idea of giving place is getting a foothold. Getting a foothold. I don't know if you saw the terrible footage this week of an elderly lady who was attacked by four individuals in her apartment complex. She was walking down the hall. She had her keys hanging from her fingers. And I'll just say this, when you're going to your car or if you're walking in an apartment complex or whatever, don't have your keys hanging down. It becomes a target immediately. And this lady was targeted because they saw her keys. They were following her to her apartment. Well, she was beaten badly. She got up, made her way to her apartment, and was trying to get in. And somebody was at home, opened the door, and then the thieves came back around, put their foot in front of the door, which kept her from closing it, beat her again. Now, the whole idea is that concept of a foothold. When they put their foot in front of that door, there was no closing it. That's what's tragic about many who claim to be believers in Jesus Christ, who allow the devil to get a foothold in their life. They don't mean to. When this lady was coming in from her shopping and had her keys, she did not mean to be attacked by these horrible individuals and beaten so badly that she had to be taken to the hospital. But because they saw the keys, they said, "This is ripe pickings. We can take her, we can steal whatever." They got her money, they got into her apartment, they took things that belonged to her, and they went out and she lost a lot, including her peace of mind being in that place. When you, Christian, allow the devil to have an opportunity or to have a place, you're not living according to the worthiness of your calling. You've got to be careful. Don't get lackadaisical. Don't think, "Well, I'm far enough in my Christian life, the devil doesn't bother me anymore." You're ripe pickings if that's the attitude that you have. We're not to give place to the devil. We're to constantly be in the Word of God so that we can use the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit against Satan. But you have to have that shield of faith up. You cannot let down your guard. And so I want to encourage you today as we walk in our vocation that we not give any foothold to the devil. That means you have to be on your toes all the time. You have to make sure that you don't take anything for granted, that you live in such a way that you don't give opportunities to Satan. Because once he gets in, just like that man put his foot in front of the door, as she was trying to close it with both hands, she couldn't do it. The devil had his foot there. The wicked individuals had their foot there. And it prevented her from closing her door, finding any kind of security, and she was beaten badly. And you will too, Christian. You will too if you get lackadaisical and let Satan have an opportunity in your life.